Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. We are at Room Service, this way cool little place on the west side, Midtown, with my two favorite people in the world, the world wine guys, Mike DeSimone, Jeff Jensen, here talking with us about summer wines.
Tracy, it's always great to see you, and especially since it's summertime, it's really nice to kick back with a glass of white wine.
And it is a damn shame, speaking of white and summer, that our listeners can't see you right now, because
yeah.
You look amazing in that white dress with the lace trim. You look so great.
You are like a vision in white.
It's a chic secret that the second you tan, you wear white,
absolutely.
And you just look like 50 times better.
I'm going to tell you, that's not a chic secret. It's a guy secret, too. Don't worry. You know, you ever hear those T-shirts? What do we call them? Guinea tees? Probably not politically correct.
But no, but I grew up with a family that wore them, so
exactly,
it's okay.
You know?
You can say that to me.
With a nice tan.
But when you're tan and you pump up your arms a little, too.
Well, that's only if you go down to Belmar during the week.
And speaking of pumping up our arms, what kind of bottles have we been hoisting lately?
I pose the question to these guys that, like, summer wines, but I don't know. Maybe I'm sick of the rosés or the rosé. First of all, I heard that there's like this traumatic issue going on in the Hamptons. No more rosé.
You know what? That's okay, like, because
they do that. I think first they run out of the Wolfer, and then after that they run out of the Whispering Angel.
The Whispering Angel. You know?
Yeah. So
I mean, that has to
and
be.
Then they then Domain Ott.
Exactly.
And then, you know, so yeah, the Hamptons, the whole big thing with rosé. You know, good for them. I think that summer is all about white wine. For me.
Yeah.
I'm loving some great white wines this summer. In fact, talking about Long Island, and you know, maybe a little spoiler alert, believe it or not, some really good wines come in a box. And you know, we're the world wine guys, and I'm putting my reputation on the line here, but we just did an article about boxed wines, and believe it or not, there are some amazing wines coming in boxes.
And I'm going to say one of the best ones that we had recently was Lieb Cellars has a line called Bridge Lane.
From Long Island.
And they actually, I mean, they make a red blend, they do make a rosé, and they have a white, which is a Chardonnay, they make a Chardonnay.
Right.
And it comes in a... It's a 3-liter
three
box,
liter,
right?
Yeah.
It looks really small.
So it's like
small.
Four bottles.
It's a 3-liter box, and you know what?
It's like four bottles
in one box. I don't know the price off the top of my head, but it's not expensive. And you know, we brought it out to a friend's barbecue in Long Island, and we threw it in a small cooler bag with some blocks of ice, and we set it up on the table, and people were like, box wine?
Right.
Everyone.
Hey, you guys are wine snobs.
Yeah.
What are you doing with boxed wine?
Right. And we brought out a box of the Bridgeland Chardonnay, and it was really, really good.
I mean,
good.
We could talk for an hour about boxed wines and how that's transforming the industry. But I mean, the first question people always ask is, well, can you age it? You can't, right?
You can't.
It's not wine to be aged.
It's not meant to be.
No, you're not going
to
age it, but you can, once you open it, you know, once you pour off a glass or two glasses or, you know, or a few glasses at a dinner or at a small party, you don't have to, there's no resealing issue like there is with a bottle of wine. So when you've got a bottle of wine and you try to finish the box.
So
you don't have to finish the box. It's not
it'll last for about six weeks.
The reservoir sucks down, so there's no air contact at all.
See, I've always heard that this was like the perfect thing for a single mother like myself.
Exactly. You could keep it in the top shelf in your hall closet like my sister Christina does. And just
shout
pour
out.
Yourself a glass every now and then.
But you know what, the other thing too about seriously about boxed wine. They're environmentally friendly because there's less packaging, so you don't have to pay that much money to transport those bottles. So they're a little bit more carbon zero than wines that come in bottles.
It's also a lot lighter.
You got to believe the millennials are eating this stuff up.
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I am not giving up my wines in a bottle.
Right.
I'm not giving up my wines with a cork. But honestly, it's a nice alternative.
I guess for the beach, too, it's a safe alternative.
It's safe because, you know, those lifeguards.
No glass.
Those lifeguards
don't
let you have any glass.
No glass on the beach, but nobody stops you from carrying a box. It's also a lot lighter. We took the train out, and think about the difference of one cardboard box versus
four
glass bottles.
And here I am. I'm actually lugging a bottle of wine around right now, and already my shoulder's breaking, so I can only imagine.
Well, that's because you have the gigantic purse I've seen in a long time,
well,
Tracy.
That is true, but that's a good wine you're toting around. The Chloe Chardonnay is really
this
delicious.
This is what I do. I bring my own wine with me.
There we go. I think Georgetta is a terrific winemaker.
It's
a pretty bottle, but it's not, you know, it's got that little bow on it. Like you said, it's definitely chic friendly.
It is very Audrey Hepburn to me, though.
It is, but that could also be almost like a bow tie. I think it's just got kind of like a formal look about it, but it's not. But there, that Sonoma County Chardonnay, the Chloe Chardonnay, terrific. Some of them. What did you say it cost? I know you were just with the winemaker.
$17
Wow, that's great.
It's silly.
And speaking about chick-friendly wine, you know, I mean, I'm going to talk about two guys who are very chick-friendly.
There you go.
Carlo Trinchero and Josh Phelps. Great guys, nice-looking guys. And excellent winemakers,
yeah,
more
Taken.
Importantly.
They have Taken a, wine company.
They have a brand called Taken. And it's really fun because they their labels are complicated, Taken, and unavailable or something like that.
Complicated, Taken.
Like three social media.
Yeah, it's not available. Unavailable.
Three social media, you know,
terms.
It's like
when you post a relationship
off the Facebook
sign,
thing.
Right, like,
yes, they had said that. Those guys are great. So they're sons of big time winemakers.
Yes, they are.
Going out on their own, and they're doing it, and they're making some great wines.
They're making some great wine at also some great price points. You know,
again,
and they're from California as well, like Chloe.
Actually, and their red blend, we talked about this a little bit before, that, you know, there's a lot of summer-friendly reds as well. Their red blend, it's nice. It's not overly tannic. I mean, you'd enjoy it with a burger or a roast steak,
their Taken.
That kind of thing.
That's the Taken, right?
Right, yeah.
Because I know they make a Grenache, too.
Yeah. Do they
yeah,
make it?
Okay, they make a Grenache
as well. I don't know
the
single variety Grenache.
So let's talk about the red world, right? The red blend, as opposed to, I think everyone presumes Pinot.
Yeah.
But you really could do a red blend in the summer.
Oh yeah,
sure,
a good
yeah,
one.
Sure.
Red blend, but like you just said, Grenache. I mean, especially like that your Grenache, or as the Spanish call it, Garnacha, or your Syrah based. You know, those are lighter. Those have lighter tannins than Cabernet does. You know, when it's hot out, when your body's hot, you know, you have a little bit of sunburn, or you're, you know, you feel a little heat on your skin. The last thing you want to do is start to put high alcohol, heavy, chalky wine.
Well,
in
and
your
you know
mouth.
What? Also, too. I mean, listen, I don't mind chilling a bottle down a little bit. You know, the common convention is that wine should be drunk at room temperature. Well, if your room happens to be 85 degrees, I don't want to drink that wine at 85
that's
degrees.
That's a great point. That's a
you
great
know,
point.
And room temperature is kind of a misnomer. In France, they actually use the word cellar temperature better, which is like 55 degrees, 60 degrees. So don't worry about chilling your wines down. Put them in the refrigerator for about 20 minutes before you serve them.
Even the red. Now, how tacky is the ice cube in the white wine?
You know what? I think it's tacky. And,
you know what? It's gonna water your wine down, and obviously you should at home. I'm sure you chill your wine enough.
Yes.
A lot of like if you go to like a beach bar or something, a lot of times the wine is just not cold enough.
Right.
I really prefer to ask them for a bucket of ice and pour off a little for that.
Yeah,
first
but then
sip
you have to wait a little
it,
while
then
until
you have
it gets
to
wait. Cold.
That's it. You need a little patience.
So maybe one cube in your first half glass, but let the bottle.
All right. You know they
down.
Also make these really cool ice cubes
that
are stainless steel.
Yeah, there's like stainless steel.
They're not
steel,
ice
like,
cubes.
Yeah, they're like chiller cubes.
That is a great point.
And you put those, those in your glass and they don't water down your wine. So they're really kind of nice.
All right, so since we are at a fabulous restaurant and our fabulous food is here.
Yeah, it's here, wow.
I'm going to let you all go. But before I let you guys go, what's the one wine people should taste this summer that they probably never had?
You know, I think I'm going to tell you that I just had a Heinz Cellars Sauvignon Blanc from 2012.
That was terrific.
Amazing. And
we had it. It's summer. We made Mexican food last night, and we had that the Heinz Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, it was really
with guacamole and homemade salsa, and it was really terrific with the cilantro.
Yeah,
it really was amazing.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what the price on it. I think I scraped off the price label. But it's not really expensive, but it's not really cheap either. But it's a really nice wine. I think it's a really nice splurge if you're having a nice meal with your family and friends.
I love it.
Nice cold bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
And guac.
Yeah.
Guac.
That's right. It's a great
you guys are
match.
The best. Mike, Jeff, thank you so much. We are going to go eat lunch. You guys go try something fun and different this summer. Gentani.